Okay, our friends. So Thanksgiving is upon us. It is time to think of all the things that you are thankful for. And there are many things we have discussed, and there are many things that we will yet to discuss about what you can be thankful for. But this book that I have got in my hands today, I think is going to do a real good job of getting you thinking about what you can do today to make this a very special Thanksgiving. And it is called just that, Just a Special Thanksgiving. It was written by Mercer Mayer, and it is read today by Mommy and
Saw Guy.
Saw Guy.
If you skin an apple and give it to me, I'll cut it out into slices.
He will slice and saw his apples into smaller slices. Very convenient. Now, Saw Guy, are you ready for your story? Mm-hmm. All right, let's do it. It was the last day of school before the Thanksgiving holiday. My class was making projects to take home. Tiger said my turkey looked like a pumpkin. I said Tiger's pilgrim looked like a fence post with scribbles. Everyone laughed. And in the picture, we see their pictures of the pilgrim and the turkey, and I kind of agree with both of those observations.
Miss Kitty said, "Time to clean up. Don't forget the school play tonight."
I would say The pilgrim looks like a ugly witch.
Oh, you think so?
No, literally. It's purple and... Well, go back at the picture. I want to see it.
Okay.
It looks like a weird witch.
Do you think?
Yeah, if it didn't have that buckle...
Oh, the hat's kind of... Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can see what you mean.
You see it now?
Yeah.
And if it were sitting on the thing it's holding.
Yeah.
It looks like a broom.
Yeah, it could be a broom. I think you're right. Yeah.
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 I think he has a very interesting way of drawing.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
The bell rang, and it was time to go home. That evening, I got ready for the play. Mom helped me put on my costume. I was a turkey.
And his turkey costume looks kind of amazing. It's got lots of feathers on it. Yeah.
We drove to school and I went backstage to wait. I looked out at the audience. There were so many critters. I got butterflies in my tummy.
Do you know what that feeling is? Butterflies in your tummy? Mm-mm. Yeah, that's that. Another way to describe that feeling is to say I'm nervous. My stomach is feeling a little bit confused. I'm feeling nervous.
The curtain went up and the play began. When it was my turn to say something, I forgot my lines. I was just so nervous.
And it looks like the little girl next to him leans over and says,
"Just say gobble, gobble."
Because that's all that turkeys really say anyways, right? Mm-hmm. How could he forget that? Oh, man, that's hard.
So I surprised everyone and sang a song instead. I think they liked it because they all clapped.
I wonder what song he sang. Turkey in the Rye, Turkey in... I don't know. It could be anything. He's pretty cute in his costume.
The play was finally over and I was happy to go home. I was so tired I fell asleep without a story for the first time ever.
And in the picture we see he is straight away asleep, isn't he?
The next morning, I got up early. It was the big Thanksgiving Day parade,
which we watch every year, don't we?
The Critter Scout troop and I were marching in our costumes from the play.
And we can see them in their costumes. It looks like his mom did a really good job of making his costume very sturdy.
If I could make a float, instead of Happy Thanksgiving, it would say one of the guys would have a note, holding up a sign, and the sign would say Happy Thanksgiving, and it would be like a tank float, and it would be army men on it.
You're funny. That would be one way of doing it, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
After a while, I was tired. I climbed up on a float and I could see everything. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I called, but they didn't look too happy because he's not supposed to be on that float, is he? It looks like maybe that was the, like, main float and he didn't quite fit in, did he? But he had a good time, it looks like. Kind of. Mr. Policeman helped me down. He took me to the lost and found, and I found my mom and my dad and my little sister. We all went home after that. Mom was very mad, and Dad was too, and my little sister couldn't stop laughing. After dinner, we went shopping for turkey and stuff. See how strong I am? I said, whoops. I dropped the turkey. Don't worry, Mom, I can brush it off. We need cranberries, Dad, I called. I grabbed them up and little sister held the bag. I missed the bag. And I called, how about some help, huh, Dad? Oh, he spilled the cranberries all over the floor. The next day, we were up early. Everybody helped prepare the feast. Finally, the turkey was ready and Dad said, we're having a surprise dinner. We cleaned up and took the turkey to the car. We drove to the community center. Everyone from town was there. Mom told us that the town decided to have a big community Thanksgiving dinner, and they invited all the critters who couldn't have a nice dinner. And this way, everyone could enjoy it together. Little sister and I helped serve the food. It was really fun. The food was yummy. Wow, I said. This was really a special Thanksgiving. And that is the end of the story. But I would like to question you really quick. What kind of things did they do in this story that are similar to what you do in your stories for when you have a Thanksgiving? Do you watch a parade or go to a parade? Or are you ever in a parade? You've never been in a parade. How about going shopping to get ingredients? You go shopping too. What about doing a play? Have you ever worn a costume to be in a play before? How about sharing a meal with a bunch of people? Have you done that before? How about going to a place where you serve others their dinners? Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. There's lots of different things that you can do with your Thanksgiving to make it special and wonderful and good. And so, my friends, I challenge you to do what you can, to share wonderful things with the people that are important in your world.
Apple slice?
No, thank you. Actually, yeah, give me that apple slice.
Sure thing.
Thanks for sharing with me. I see what you're doing there. And that is
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.